Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Well, no. The only time I want to give a toddler a gummy is when I get to hang out and see what it does. That's just...
Wait.
It's just a very old stock sound. People, like, no one really knows where it came from.
It's a phenomenal scream.
It's like a man getting bitten by an alligator is what it is.
I thought it was from like a war movie initially.
A Civil War movie.
Where they fought an alligator? What movie is this?
That sounds like a pretty cool movie.
Two Civil, Two War.
You're like patrolmen, guards, and things like that. Sailors, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't actually have ever known this place to be anything other than by rumor.
No, I mean, their whole job was to come out here and make sure nothing had, like, taken root.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I wanted.
They were out there to catch some kind of movement off to the right. You can see the outline of a dwarven body. It's rising and falling like it's... Something else is lifting it up, and as your dancing lights play into the room, you see a crusty, another yet again tentacly looking humanoid. Its tendrils lashed into the dwarven body. You can see like pulses as juice is coming out of the young dwarf and filling this thing up. You can see its skin plumping as its cold, dark eyes turn to yours. We'll see you next week.
Oh, you can't you do that close together.
That is a perfect
word.
Okay.
That crushes a lot of things at once. When I get y'all to yell at a number, that I can find your number in the audio track. And then I have the previously owned bit to start working on there.
Too bad.
Wow, it's an innovative clap. And I guess it's a shut up and look for our dice.
Yes. It I solves like it. So many problems.
I like it.
It's efficiency embodied.
I don't like a professional move, sir.
Yeah, this is pro gamer move. Oh.
You know, I don't...
Pro gamer moves, everyone have their phone muted.
Mm-hmm.
My phone is always mute.
I mean, we're talking about pro gamers. Noob, you've teased this in our Discord, and we've had to sit here and look at you on Zoom, and you won't respond. Why are you wearing that headset?
So you don't have to hear my keyboard anymore.
Yeah, that's the only reason why.
I don't care how ridiculous you look. I love it.
Because I can use my fingers to type stuff now.
He doesn't look half as ridiculous as Frakes in his pillow, so.
Are you really using a virtual keyboard? Like, you can use your actual fingers to type?
Well, I'm using my on-screen keyboard, because right now I'm just looking at my computer screen, which makes the owl bear roller, the dice roller, much more fun.
I get to, like, pick it up.
I can actually throw it around.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I want to do that now. Are just here in our meat suits, being jealous.
This is the future, motherfuckers. Get on me.
I kind of like my meat space. Thank you.
I can also make y'all fucking humongous. Like, it's like Kevin's head is actual
size. Too late. I'm already there.
Kevin's head is actual size. So it's like, what? Ford Escort?
Yeah, Ford Explorer.
VW Bug.
I prefer the VW Bug. Oh, no, the Bug, because you're bald.
It's like a 5-gallon drum with a beard attached.
it's a watermelon, not a toothpick.
Pretzel stick.
All right, skewer.
And not once, but twice, Donkey Kong has tried to throw you at his enemies. That's all we're going to say.
I'm glad we're doing this today.
Are we?
Yeah, I've been in a real shitty mood.
Oh.
And I'm not now, so thanks, guys.
Oh, okay, damn. I thought you were going to take it out on us. All right.
No, I'm going to try really hard to be more patient with Kevin and Matt.
Yeah.
I'm glad you kept that vague, not to hurt anyone's feelings.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me that.
For Frick's always
remind him that he's trying to be more patient at the end of the show after Matt's already had 4 or 5 drinks.
Are you drinking this week, Matt?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm having one.
Last time we recorded, you were
one bottle.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, I listened to that. I listened to, well, maybe not. I don't know. I listened to the last, the 5E show while I was in driving back to Savannah yesterday. Let me just say this. That show went long.
Yeah.
He said his catchphrase, too. We're fucked.
I timed those events, and I was over my time limit. And
so, I did a lot of catch up on editing this past week because we record 2 episodes at a time, and I had like 2 episodes of this and a bunch of the Saturday show and then a bunch of the Forgotten Throne, and I was playing catch up, and I edited our shows, the live ones for YouTube first, and I was like, man, he was really quiet, and then I went right into that Forsaken Throne where Frakes blew up at you and I was like, there's the Matt we used to have.
I mean, that show went long, but I was like a drunk hobo. I was hobo drunk in that at
you the were end real of the drunk real drunk was,
and you just, were a bit rambly,
yeah,
and argumentative, yeah,
more interrupting.
No. I get like that. Everyone else is interrupting me because I don't stop. So
how do you change his scream name to Interrupting Cow for me?
Interrupting Cow.
Yeah. Well, let's get on with this show before you get to that level of drunk.
No.
Oh, it's not happening. Got a
professional tonight, right? I'm drinking gin, which me and the captain are on the out, so that's a good thing. Got to fight last weekend. Yeah.
You mean you just ran out, right?
No, he was just, yeah.
This story is going to end in the phrase liquor shits, and I don't really want to get to that point. So no, can we go on?
I have quite the intestinal fortitude, but the, no, we just.
There's a name for a show.
I drank, I don't know, a lot of it. I don't know. Captain keeps me up and drinking. And so, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was. Whew. That was like a 2-day hangover. That was rough. I don't usually get hangovers, so that was, yeah. We had a spat, and we're still not talking.
Shut up!
So there's no point in trying to rush through the show before you get to this level, because sounds like you're there already.
No, I'm not. I thought y'all were wanting to hear that story. So
I'm drinking 2 beers at once. So move it along. He specifically said, I don't want to hear this story. And then you told the story.
I wanted to hear the story.
He did.
That's because you're a nice person.
No.
Stop it. Or
a masochist, maybe.
No.
Those are nice people.
It's better than listening to you guys bitch about stuff all the time.
Hey, I have high quality artisanal bitching on tap. I don't know why people are so down on it.
My bitching is just bitching.
It's low quality bitching. I didn't even bitch about how I didn't get to play my video game today. So we're going to play this game because this game does not need to update or re-download.
Speaking of, I need to update my headset real quick.
I need to restart my computer.
God damn it. Oh, fuck, my router.
You're all out. I'm in. I'm just going to play this.
Fired.
Going to play this combat by myself.
Just my DM NPCs and me.
Are we going straight to a combat? Obviously, you don't remember what happened at the end of the last episode. No, I mean straight to it now, or are we going to chit-chat more? That's what I was asking. Oh, no, we're getting to it. So get your dice ready. Could we have a quick recap? Didn't you watch the last episode?
Yeah,
when it first popped out on the episode preview.
A huge bloated dwarf monster has come creeping around the corner in the abandoned mine that we've been exploring. And we stopped right there and went, what's wrong with you? And he's like, it's going late and I don't want to do a combat. And we're like, and he's like, and we're all let's roll initiative. All right, Mahogany, you're recording.
Paris, wait till after Tokoro's initiative to do that bit next time.
So. Now, always antagonize the DM. It's a fantastic method.
Not before he rolls.
You get classic, good, balanced encounters.
You're gonna fucking kill us is what you're gonna do.
He always tries to do that.
Oh, check this out in VR.
Well, we can't. Only you can see that.
Does it look two-dimensional?
Yeah.
VR is nothing like the movies in the 90s painted it to be.
Yeah, now he's in the Johnny Mnemonic cyberscape.
Lawnmower Man.
It's more like Hackers, unfortunately.
And I want the Lawnmower Man horror cyber universe.
Yeah. Fucking orbital thing that he rode in while he was on it. Those were pretty dope. Pretty
neat. I think I rode one of those Frankie's Fun Park.
So, Terrence, while I appreciate your recap, it was slightly off. It was not a dwarven monster that is coming after you. It was a creature that was eating on a dwarf that is coming after you. It was sucking the insides of this dwarf out, and it looked like it was filling its own body up with the dwarf juices.
Ew. Yummy.
So, roll initiative.
Dwarf juice, great, great name for a lager.
Stinks. Ugh.
That's not juice. Good. Hmm.
It's my highest initiative roll is Sonder, I think.
All right. Amon, what did you get?
6.
Razbad.
15.
Akage.
22.
Nim Pew Pew.
11.
Dorian.
5.
And the highest ever from Sonder?
20. That's a 19 on the die.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You go first.
No, second.
Oh.
Ish.
Possibly second. Let's see when the baddie goes. Bip-a-dip-a-doo. Oh. Not first, not last. Alrighty, so we're in the mines of the Hollowed Isles. Combat has started, and the first to react to this, well, they can't see it yet. Only Dorian was able to get a glimpse of it, but Akage is the first to react.
Do I notice, did Dorian say anything about, holy shit?
I said, gasp, he's sucking that dwarf dry like a Capri Sun.
Those exist in this world.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, then Akage.
Wait, going, what are you talking about? Me and my snack?
Nope.
No. Capri Suns really exist in this world, and I could have been drinking one. And...
So that glowing blue is the dancing lights.
Yes, right. It is.
Okay, then I'm going to move. Want to make sure everybody can get to... I'm sorry, I got to get back into the mindset.
Well, right now we're in a mine shaft.
Yeah. Kage is going to move to there. The long way around the backside of that. Well, it doesn't matter. He couldn't get to me anyway. And then as his other move action, he's going to shift into his Kitsune form.
Okay. So that's a double move for you then?
Double move, yes.
All right. Is this the first time anybody in the party has seen Akage shift into a Kitsune form?
The first time Nim has.
Yeah.
In the glaive. He changed in the glaive to speak there, to the Fae. Yeah.
My character stay dead.
Samurai furry, huh?
So as he moves forward, brandishing his glaive, his movements become more loping and vulpine as first. Gathers across his body and he becomes a humanoid fox.
Yeah. Nim's going to think you're a werefox and attack you.
Awesome. Sonder.
All right. So, Sonder, not seeing what the deal is yet, she's going to move to right there. And then when I get there, what kind of knowledge check can be done?
Let's check and see.
Check it and see.
Nature.
Not looking like anything familiar to her, she is going to use the crossbow that she pulled out while she was moving.
Okay.
And she's gonna shoot at it. She's gonna go, eh! And
that battle cry is spectacular. Thank you.
Eep. See, that's a 21 to hit.
A 21 will definitely hit.
Booyakasha. That is 6 points of damage.
Just testing out all kind of catchphrases tonight.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I'm grown.
I love Booyakasha. It's actually Irish. It's Gaelic. It means victory. Booyakash.
Give me a perception check.
Me?
Yeah. Or whoever's pouring that liquid.
That would be me. I forgot to push the button. Nine, because I was busy pouring myself more wine.
It's very impressive that you shot this creature while pouring yourself a nice glass of wine. So, yeah.
Irresponsible.
Your arrow thuds into its shoulder. But that is all you notice. Razbad.
I will move to here and then make a knowledge nature check to try and see what this thing is, share that information with the group, and my total is 25.
Okay. When you come around the corner, Kevin, this looks like an adherer. This pallid humanoid creature is wrapped in wispy strips of skin with bits of detritus. Hello.
Hey. Yeah. It is a real word.
It'll drop. And a sour stink clinging to it. Ew. Now, that's what it appears to you at first, but again, like some of the other creatures you've come across in this campaign, it seems to be mutated a little bit, where you don't recall them ever feeding on the fluids to like re-thicken up their own bodies, but that appears to be what this creature is doing. But if this is like your typical adherers, you know a few things about them with that check. You know that they're super agile creatures. They have thick, hard to penetrate skin, dark vision, and they are somewhat resistant to magic.
Juicy.
And that's the gambit on what they have.
And what type of creature are they?
Monstrous humanoids.
All right. Well, as a swift action, I will activate one of my new abilities since we haven't had a combat yet. I'm going to swift action Bane magical creature, right?
Monstrous humanoid,
sorry.
Yeah.
Monstrous humanoid, which for this round, my weapon gains the Bane against them. So okay. with my hammer, I rolled a 17, and the additional plus 2 makes it a 27.
That'll hit.
All right. Very well. An additional 2d6 of Bane damage to my normal 1d8 of the hammer. And my total is 14 points of damage.
All right. Your weapon thuds into this creature's skin. It slowed the blade. Wait, what are you using? Your hammer?
The hammer.
So your hammer hits into it, but it feels like it hits against, you know, you almost feel like you're working the forge. This creature is so hard, so not all the damage appears to go through.
Sorry.
I didn't even catch what it was that I said. What was dirty?
The creature was so hard. I'm like,
Well, I will warn the rest of the group about this.
Careful, he's super hard.
Hard as a rock over here.
It's hard to damage.
And give me a reflex save.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Reflex save plus 2, and I roll a 5. So 7.
Your hammer, as you go to pull it back, appears to be stuck to the adherer creature.
Oof. Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
Not good.
So would, yeah, on your turn, you can attempt a strength check to pull it off, but doing so would provoke an attack of opportunity. So yeah, your weapon is stuck fast into this creature's skin.
Thing's dirty.
These things are dope. Nim.
Okay. I mean, Razbad shouted out all that.
Yes.
Let us know everything.
I shared all the information I gained.
All right. I'm on card. Start.
Warned that striking it with a weapon causes it to stick to it.
It's hard and sticky. Be careful.
I will. I'm going to start casting a summon spell, Toker.
Okay.
Did you ever get those loaded?
I did.
Okay, cool.
I you are the neediest of my time as far as this program goes, but I'm delighted to do it because it just means I have more creatures in there for my own disposal. So
there you go.
Glass half full. Glass half full.
There you go.
Also, because you're a summoner, you normally give up that first turn to do anything useful. So the monsters will go.
There you go.
That's right. Plural.
Oh, no.
Dun, 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 dun.
Y'all done fucked up now.
Another body. Another body.
Yeah, you have fucked up.
Thank you, Terrence.
What is there?
Now you fucked up. You done fucked up now. It's a beautiful long American history.
Mr. President, please.
I know you have reach, Akage, so you can take your attack of opportunity there if you like.
Very nice. Let's see where everything else. Oh, it came through, huh?
Two of them did.
Oh, no.
And I saw Razbad's hammer get stuck.
You did?
Hmm. Does a 19 hit it?
A 19 does hit.
Dope. 8 on the dice plus 7, 15.
Nice. Give me a reflex save.
Plus 2 cold iron glaive. Ugh, 3.
Your glaive is indeed now stuck into this creature. So as it comes charging around the corner, you basically pole arm wreck into its guts and it slides in, but then you're not able to wiggle your blade back out of the creature.
That sounded dirty.
It was dirty.
sliding into the...
This is just... It's going to be one of those episodes. Huh?
Lots
of filth.
You guys are gross.
Like our other episodes aren't full of filth already.
As the two creatures approach Akage, they will both take a single slam attack at him. Probably missing both times. Yeah, 13?
No.
Okay, that was the highest of the two. And then the...
dive and dodge.
Since the other creature is next to Razbad, it'll take its two attacks on him. 19?
A 19 misses.
You sure? You had to think about it.
I gotta get my character sheet for that part. And it's, my AC is still a 21.
All right. Yeah, I thought it was pretty high. Okie dokie. So that is it for the three monsters. It is now Amon's turn.
Amon will move his 5, 10, 15, 20 feet there. And then the monster with the glaive stuck in it, or the glaive, it can't drop that?
No, it's not holding it.
Heard. I will yell to Akage, let go, and then the monster will take 5d4 of burning disarm.
Does that allow for spell resistance?
Yes.
Then give me a spell resistance check.
Remind me, that's a d20 plus what?
Plus your caster level.
5. Ooh, 11?
Your spell is wasted.
Oh, no.
Wait, no, on the object. Not the creature, sorry. Spell resistance, object, yes.
Oh.
Because all that's happening is the metal is heating up. The metal becomes red hot itself. It's just doing regular fire damage.
Yeah.
That is kind of a weird loophole.
Yeah,
no. Well, that's the
that's
spell
how it
though.
Works, though.
The spell is cast on the spell. On the object, not on the.
I'm gonna take a minute to look it up. Burning disarm.
Well, also you gotta decide whether or not the magical god divinity of the glaive has spell resistance itself.
This spell causes a metal object to become instantly red hot. A creature holding the item may attempt a reflex save to drop it and take no damage, even if it is not their turn. Otherwise, the hot metal deals 1d4 points of fire damage per caster level, maximum 5d4. Circumstances that prevent the creature from dropping the item, such as a locked gauntlet, means the creature gets no saving throw. The heat does not harm the item and does not get hot enough to last long enough to ignite flammable objects. The item cools to its previous temperature almost instantly. If cast underwater, burning disarm deals half damage and boils the surrounding water.
All right, then I'm going to meet you in the middle. I'm going to give him a reflex save to loosen it.
Okay.
I believe I should also take a reflex save to let go myself to avoid taking damage.
You don't have to. There's a wooden haft.
Huh, yeah, fair point.
And he warned you ahead of time. True. Let go of your glaive and cast the spell.
16 reflex.
I don't know what that should be going against.
Your DC of the spell.
Oh, wait. I think it says it in the text description. Yeah. So saving throw reflex. What is your. You should know what that is.
Hold on. So it's 10 plus the spell, which is a first level spell, plus my wisdom modifier, which is 3. So that is 15.
So I beat it by 1. So the couple things are going to happen. The glaive releases from the creature's flesh. You see a steam kind of rise off the creature from the metal that heats up before it drops. It is no longer stuck to the creature. And Amon, you think that what you have done is effectively removed its adhesive property. So you can strike this creature now without your weapon getting stuck.
Ooh. That's nice.
I was trying to be creative.
Yeah. So with this creature, normally if you do burn damage to it, that causes it to go away. So that's why I said I'd meet you in the middle. If you made the reflex save, he wouldn't take the damage. But either way, I was going to have it to where he's no longer adhesive for attacks.
Okay.
So you didn't do the damage, but you did take away one of its cool abilities.
Hey, man, I'm here to help. I'm support in the long run.
Dorian.
Finally me. All right, I will whip out my crossbow, load and fire.
Okay.
Firing at the one that, they're all in melee, so.
Yeah, -4 to anything.
Yeah.
Well, are they, I guess I'm still within melee range, but I don't have a weapon in my hand.
They do.
So,
that's good. Okay. So I rolled an 18, plus 7, -4.
Their hands are weapons.
22.
This one has a weapon stuck to its belly.
That's with the -4?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 damage.
And which one were you shooting at?
The furthest one, the one nearest to me on the map, the one by Akage, but not in front of Akage.
Okay. That guy. And that was how much damage? Sorry.
5.
Okay. Back to the top. That is Akage.
So the one who lost its adhesive is the one that's directly in front of me, right?
Yeah, that was the first one you took your attack of opportunity, yes.
And it is an attack of opportunity to pick up a weapon off of the ground. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Then Akage is going to 5-foot step to the right so that he's back-to-back with Razbad. And he's going to draw his katana.
Okay.
Nope, not there. Just straight to the right. So he's diagonal back-to-back with Razbad.
Okay.
And I'm going to draw my katana. And I have a follow-up question after I roll this. That is a 12 on the dice plus 9. Does a 21 hit?
It does.
That is 7 damage.
Okay.
Follow-up question. In this shape, I have a bite attack, which is a natural attack, which I can do at a -5 if I'm taking a full attack action.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Because it gives me a -5 on this, and it's not something that I can arm or whatever. So I'm going to take a bite at it as well. Snap at its face. Unless we want to look that up and make sure that I'm not cheating.
No, I think you can. I was just thinking, I know you can draw a weapon as part of a move action, but you can 5-foot step for free in place of a move action, but you still drew a weapon.
Right. Wouldn't drawing the weapon as the 5-foot step be as part of the move action? I thought we've done that before.
I think we have too, but yeah.
Either way, a move action is being spent, so you can't take a full attack.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Roger that. That is my turn.
Okie dokie. Sunder.
All right. Just to clarify, do range touch attacks also take a -4?
Normally, yes.
Okay. Well, then.
There is.
But there's one that I'm not in melee with anymore.
Yeah.
There's that Sonder Ponder.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just that you told us about that, and I don't know if you meant to tell us about that whole fire thing, but...
Give me a wisdom check if you don't want to metagame it.
Okay.
11. That would have been something Kevin knew.
No, it wasn't something he yelled out. But because you're close,
she observes and puts together on her own.
So I'll with 11, I'll say that you would have pieced that together from seeing the spear. You're right up there close to the combat.
Okay. And that's the one that's not in melee with him anymore is the one that still has it sticky.
Right.
Right. So yeah, I'm going to go for the touch of flame with a 18 to hit him.
Oh, that'll hit.
Yay. What is that? D6 plus 2. So that is 6 points of fire damage to that guy.
You excellent. Gain the creature's attention.
Yay.
Oops. Razbad.
I will not be spending.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not quite finished.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to action. Also. I forgot. I just did that. I'm going to. I'm going to move back. Because safety first and teamwork. 15, 20, 25, 30. Pretty much back where I was.
You did not get the creature's attention. Okay. It's there definitely it's not going to run through all those people to get to you.
Come at me, bro. All right, yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Kevin.
Run through my gauntlet of friends.
I am not going to be using one of my rounds of Bane, as I only have 5 of them.
Gauntlet of Friends should be our another name for a show.
I like that one.
Sorry. Copyright. TM.
I'm going to be making that strength check to
try and
retrieve my hammer.
Now let me look up the thing just to make sure you definitely want to do it.
How sticky icky is this monster?
It does provoke an attack of opportunity to do this.
That's fine.
Okay.
Strength check of 17.
You got a 17?
Yes.
That is exactly what you needed.
Oh, I barely rip it off the flesh of this creature.
However, I got a 22 to hit you.
That hits me.
Okay. This one is still sticky.
Icky. Ooh-wee.
All right, so you take 8 damage.
Okay.
Okay, that's not this guy, but this one still has. And then it will attempt to grapple you as part of that slam attack. I don't think a 18 beats your CMD, though.
See, You think way higher of my CMD than it actually is.
Oh, I gotcha.
CMD of 17.
What did I say?
18.
Yeah. Got him by one.
Got him by one.
Oh, or, no. That Benny. Oh, you can't do a Benny.
There's no Benny there. So yeah, you were grappled. We'll let you in a little inside secret. You're grappled, but the creature still isn't.
Oh,
no. It just grabbed you and stuck your face to its chest.
You were just stuck to a part of its body.
They're like, walking sticky traps.
You're like a contestant on a Japanese game show, just like stuck to a mat or something.
He's like half your lunch that got stuck in your beard and you eat it later.
Okay, that was... you still got a move action, Kevin, but I don't think you can go anywhere. So
I found an M&M under my tip.
Just pretend like you're in that last combat, but you're only paralyzed for half your turn.
Yeah, continue on. I have no move action currently.
Nim, what creature am I bringing to the world for you?
The Lantern Archon.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
That's a celestial right being. There.
Let's go to the old summons folder. And you wanted it where? Oh, I see.
Hepal Dalt.
Yep.
Yep. And,
See? I'll zoom in close for you.
That's cool. I like it.
While you're zoomed in, let's get a look at these guys.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen them.
They're all sticky.
I need to figure out the rest of my turn, so go ahead and look at those guys. That's cool.
That's awesome. Cool.
Thanks, Kim. That's dope art.
Are the other two the same, or are they a little different?
I got it. They're all the same.
Are you sure?
I want to see that thing that he pulled out again. What is that? That's like a
helmet
skull?
Wings?
It's with wings?
It's a helmet. It's a helmet. Yeah. It's like a celestial helmet with wings and something sticking out the bottom.
A lantern.
Yeah. It's a Lantern Archon, which is a extra planar, lawful good outsider.
It's also got a weird taper wiener.
Leave his wiener alone.
I'm just going to zoom back out now. You've made it gross.
Thanks a lot.
I think it was about tapers.
Keep it in here nice and tight, though, like this.
I need to bring in a Kitsune token for when I change shape.
Oh, I thought you were going to change your Kitsune type to tapir.
So
here we go. I'll do this for you, Frakes. Let's just take Olakage out, and you could be a fawn.
That's great.
He can be that guy.
All right.
Yeah. No.
Does your guy attack?
Yeah, he does attack, but I was trying to look for something because
you're not prepared.
No, I am prepared. I was not prepared for what happened to Kevin. I'm trying to mitigate something there, but I don't see. I'm thinking if it's an extraplanar creature, I don't see the language it speaks because I can talk to it.
I think you're talking about
celestial.
Like
I found it. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So it'll cry out celestial that your friend is caught, and then it'll attack the one up there. Does a 15 hit his range touch AC?
A 15 against his range touch, I believe, will hit. Yes.
Okay. So two bright, blinding bright lights, rays of light hit it for 7 damage that overcomes DR, all DR.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can remember which one that was. That's the one you hit with the fire, right, Sonder?
Yes.
So not that one.
Not is that, that one. Blinding ray a spell-like ability or supernatural ability?
It is. It's an attack.
It's just its attack. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's cool. It only does 2d6, which is not a lot, but it overcomes all DR.
That's a great sword.
He's got a taser face.
Jesus!
Just don't break the law around them.
I've always liked Archon. I wanted to play a Hound Archon for a long time, fun. But never happened.
Yeah, I can summon Foo Dogs too, which I want to do.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Is that it for your turn though, Nim?
No. That's just that right before my turn started is when that appeared.
Yeah. So
I get my turn. That's why I had him call out. I can't see where I am now because you zoomed in.
Does that affect what you're gonna do?
Yeah.
you just remember that you're always at the bottom, always move. At the far end.
Can you move me there? That's why I wanted to call out to me. Move me there, and then I cast Liberating Command on Kevin, which gives him an immediate opportunity to use an Escape Artist check and get out of the grapple with a plus 10.
Nice. Okay. So I get a plus 9.
It's not your turn, sir. You get a plus 9, so shut up.
Oh, he gets to roll it right now.
Okay. Immediate.
Yeah, he said an immediate.
Yeah,
so he gets right now he gets to do that.
That would be a 13 plus 9 would be 22.
Just,
that beat his CMD?
Just barely.
Ooh.
Way to play it up there, Kevin. Just riding that line.
And then shift me to there. I'm sorry, using my immediate action.
Oh my god, you said you summoning creatures wasn't going to take forever.
You lie!
Yeah, he lies about that.
My first turn took like 1 second.
It is.
I'll save it.
That first turn's real quick, but that second one's a doozy. Yep. All right, you're done.
I'm done.
Okay. We're all done.
You are all done. It is the bad guys go. Kevin. Two slam attacks on you.
Ooh. 21.
I know it. One hit, one miss.
That'd get sticky.
How does he miss? He's just stuck to him.
He's not stuck to him anymore. This time, only 3 damage, but does it recapture you?
No, it does not. 17 is my CMB. We are really skirting the lines on both sides.
All right.
It's a game of inches, y'all.
That's what she said.
5 foot stepping.
A lot of suspense tonight.
Does my glaive count as difficult terrain?
It does not. Two attacks on you, Akage.
Okay.
Fifteen?
Nope.
17?
Nope.
All right, 2 misses.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm not a dwarf anymore.
What's your AC now?
18.
Oh, so close. And then 2 attacks on the Archon there.
All right, it's got DR10 versus evil.
That's fun. Nat 20.
That hits.
Yeah, nat 20 and a miss. So,
I was about to kill your creature right off the bat, huh?
All right.
Percentile roll!
Yeah, I'm rolling percentile. See how bad this critical is.
Sure you don't want crit cards?
Come on. I'm positive. Okay. That's your game. You stop it. 82.
Ooh. Oh,
that's bad, right?
Yeah.
But you decapitated.
I'll let you choose. Now, either it can be times 3 damage, or it bypasses your DR for this turn.
I'll take the times 3.
Okay.
Roll low, bitch.
You're talking a lot of shit for someone within smacking distance.
That was a smart call, actually, with the keeping the minus 10 damage.
Is it electricity or petrification damage?
No, but it's just D6 plus 2. So it'll be 3D6 plus 6. So I'm still I'm not doing any damage unless I roll over 4 on 3D6. So good call.
I can survive that.
I was an 18.
So you took out one of the 4s that I rolled, but you managed to take 9 damage still.
9? Okay. Yeah. Still up. Still up.
That would have been 19 damage. Hey, he's still up, but does a 19 grapple him?
It does, yeah.
So he's up, but grappled.
Yeah. Just, it can do greater teleport at will, but just so you know.
Which
one? But that'd be a surprise, man. Oh,
so funny. That's just like a regular grapple that they have?
Yeah, they can automatic because they're sticky. Oh, that is a sticky one still.
No.
Oh, no, that's the one she burns. That's the one she burns. Neither one of those up top are sticky, so never mind.
Oh, wait, it tries to stick the Lantern Archon to itself, and then the Lantern Archon just floats away.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then here it feels stupid.
Just for that's little la-la-la, I'm going to say that there was just one part on him that was still sticky, and the Lantern Archon is...
Got a real gross fat fold just in the gym.
Amon, it is your turn.
Here's a quick question. Can I attack through the dancing lights, or is it like, what's the deal with that?
It's an illusion.
Cool, I was making sure it wasn't occupying a space.
It's hard for him to see with that VR helmet on. It's just so bright.
So I would like to move, hold on, 5, 10, 15, move here. And then I would like to whip the thing that's in front of the Archon.
Okay.
And I got a 10 plus, where's my attacks? 10 plus, so 18 hit. Or does not hit.
18 will hit.
18 will hit. So that's 1d8 plus 4. 1d8. 11 damage.
Nice.
Not bad.
You're the support character, you said?
Yeah, I rolled a 7 on a d8.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, four priests are great because the scorpion whips would be normally doing a d3. War priests are cool class. And that's my whole turn, by the way.
That's fine. I had to unbuckle my pants because I ate so much Chinese food. Dorian.
Let's see. Dorian moves to here, loading his crossbow as he does.
Oh, they're all in melee now.
Suck, I'm up that grease spell.
Don't.
And fires it directly across 5 feet away. Does 14 get it?
I don't believe it does. A 14 will indeed miss his AC.
I moved up to point blank and got...
and rolled terrible.
No, I rolled well, but a minus 4 from 18 is still 14. Well.
You were minus 4 last time and got, what, a 22 or something to hit?
Yeah, I know. I rolled really good.
Surprised you didn't whip out a short sword and get into flanking.
Yeah. I don't want to... I don't like my... My character doesn't really know about the stickiness.
Akage.
Being my turn. Okay. I am not moving. Bang. Uh-oh. What?
You look like you froze for a second.
Nope. I might have. I didn't notice.
You didn't freeze in real life, so I didn't think you would notice.
Yeah. 24.
That'll to hit
with my katana. Ooh, 8 plus 6, 14 damage.
All right. That one's starting to look a little weak, but he is still standing.
Then I'm going to go for his throat with my teeth.
Okay. Ooh.
19 to hit.
19 will hit.
Ah, yes. I get to bite somebody for 4 damage.
Yeah.
Dagger stab. And that was the one up top.
Yeah. The one you've been hitting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just figured I'd clarify.
When you bite into that, it's kind of like trying to chew through clay. You don't feel like you got a purchase on that bite attack.
Mm-hmm.
Sonder.
Right.
Like one of those pregnant ladies that eat the clay.
Blammo. Right there.
Brought to you by Blammo.
Oh yeah, Toker. Just make sure my weapons are magic.
That's fine.
Okay, making sure.
I think that's a 17 with my crossbow. Yeah, 17.
17. That's the minus four shooting into combat. Yep. That'll hit.
Booyakasha.
That's how many, how many catchphrases today now?
It's the same one. That's only 3 points of damage, but it's the same one that Akage was doing.
Yep. Okay. Razbad.
Not enough. Son of a biscuit eating bulldog.
See, there's another one.
Well, I'm in a tough spot here, and the only way to get yourself out of a tough spot is keep on swinging. And I don't even hit him.
I don't think that's accurate at all.
What did you get, Kevin?
An 11?
No, yeah, no, that's that is not a good way to keep on keeping on. Any movement?
No, I'm going to keep this guy occupied while they hopefully take down the ones behind me.
Okay. Nim.
I will take a 5-foot step back with my little Archon guy. Cast the two light things again. I probably missed this time. Was 12? Does 12 hit his range touch?
It does not.
All right, so he misses, and I will turn invisible.
Okay.
That was a quick round.
It was. We went invisible. Invisible. So that brings us back to the monsters.
Monstars.
All right, Raz. Let's see what happens this turn. Okay. I got one hit, one definite miss, two on the die. Max damage of 8. Oof. And I roll the nat 20 on the grapple check. So you're grappled extra hard.
Oh boy.
Four attacks at Akage, I think, is what we'll do.
Oof.
Oh. This isn't to pick on Akage. This is to show Nim's terrible tactics for pulling that creature out. You just left. Yep. Left poor Akage out there hanging.
Yeah, the only thing makes sense though.
Yeah,
that thing you can keep summoning.
It does ranged attacks. So.
Yeah, well, two attacks from the one up top. Oh, yeah. Lowest dice roll was a 16.
Oh. Unless they have a plus one to hit, they got a hit.
A bit more than that. So the first hit does minimum damage of 3. The second hit does minimum damage of 3. But that is a 25 to grapple you.
Yes.
Okay.
By one.
And again, these grapples are just regular grapples, not sticky grapples.
Oh, that's right. They're not sticky. They're not grapply. Thanks for the reminder. Keeping me honest.
Back and I help.
So the other one will take its two attacks, not being able to grapple you.
I feel like so somebody's catchphrase. Raz is not sticky either, then, right?
Huh?
Raz is not sticky.
Oh, his is still sticky.
That's the only one that has been burned. Yeah.
I thought that was the burning disarm or whatever, but no, maybe not.
Nope.
I was actually going to do that to his if, you know, he still was stuck by that time, but nope.
So that guy's not sticky. This guy's not sticky.
Gotcha.
This guy, very sticky. Three exclamation points.
Like, full on baby in the jam jar sticky, like,
sticky and hard.
But two more attacks. Hopefully we can do more than 6 damage this time.
Hopefully not.
That is a 15 to hit. That'll miss. But the other one is a 22 to hit.
That hits.
3 ones in a row. 3 more damage.
Yes!
That is 3, Lucky. 3, 3.
I that like this.
Possible 8. Phenomenal. You know, this reminds me, I wasn't able to play my fucking video game today. So, like,
what game are you trying to play, Topher?
I haven't played. It was the 40K Inquisitor game, and they did an update 2 days ago to add like a new season. I was like, I haven't played that game in like a year. I'll play it. So I turn it on, and it needed an hour to update. I was like, all right, well, whatever. I'll smoke a cigarette. I'll work on show stuff. I go back. I turn the game on. There's no sound. I can't figure out how to turn the sound on anywhere. The sound's not working. And this is one of those games, it kind of needs some sound. No music and no explosions. You might as well, I don't know, do nothing. So I spent another 40 minutes online trying to figure out what the problem was and finally found a forum that just started 2 days ago about how on PS4, the update took all the sound off and there's no way to fix it. So
what an update.
I haven't played a video game in like 3 weeks. And last night I was like, I'm going to play that game tomorrow. I'm going to start a new character in a season. I'm just going to blow shit up for a while. Nope. Ugh, guess I'll play Cyberpunk like a loser. Where was I at? What was happening? The bad guys just went.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was very heated there for a
minute. I'm stuck to my... My monster, the other.
I know where you're at, Kevin. I'm on. Here you go.
I'm going to whip it again.
Okay.
Real good.
Well, can I actually? I will take. Let me bring up my annotate stuff. Could I go this way by going through the Arcane to get to? I didn't push the button. To get to there.
You can walk through friendly squares.
I just want to make sure I can, with the Archon and where everything's at, I could get there without getting attack of opportunities.
That would put you... Do you have the thing where you can use your whip base-to-base without provoking?
I do.
Okay. But yeah. You can move there without provoking.
So I would like to go there. And I will attack the thing in front of me.
Okay.
Not Razbad.
Yeah, fuck you, Razbad. Get fucked. That's an 18 plus 8. I'm sure that hits.
I don't know, Razbad. Does that beat your AC? Yeah, that hits.
And that gives me max damage for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage.
Just curving that whip like that Angelina Jolie movie.
I'm whipping it good, motherfucker.
Oh.
Sweeney Todd?
Your whip lashes into him. You see it kind of cripple on one side, but it does not go down.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Jesus.
Please, I'm trying.
Dorian.
I'll let my crossbow dangle, drawing out my short sword, and move to here.
5 foot stepping?
Yeah. Slashing at this dude. Trying to finish some fuckers off here.
McFlankerson.
Yeah, 17.
17 is their AC.
Yes.
Nope.
That's kind of low. 2, 4, 6, and 9 damage.
And you finally, well, you describe your kill. I haven't done that in a while.
No. Dorian just casually pulls out his short sword, reaches up, and just stabs it in the kidney, or where it roughly thinks its kidney is, giving it a quick twist, pulling it out. Die! Would you please die?
Ow, my anus, it says, as you miss its kidney and stab it in the anus.
You try to stab it in the same spot you stabbed Akage.
And that is the first dead adherer.
It's called adherers!
We go. I've said it like 3 times.
Yeah. No, but it just now registered.
Oh my god!
You got like the brain off. You got the brain of a stegosaurus. It just takes everything.
It's extinct.
Okay. So now that. That guy's dead. Kage is going to shift the grip on his katana to the side saddle and swing up from the hip to the shoulder for a 15 on the dice plus 9, 24.
That'll hit.
For 10 damage. And that is a plus 1 cold iron katana, if any of that matters.
None of that matters.
Fair enough. And I'm going to try and bite it again because I'm not doing anything else with my teeth. 20.
I'll hit.
Maybe I can get a better grip this time.
That's terrible reasoning, by the way. I'm not doing anything with these teeth. Whatever.
5?
About the same reaction as last time.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That was Akage, who seems very hungry to the rest of y'all. Sander, it's your go.
Crossbow pew pew. Definitely misses.
Okay. Any movement?
Not really. 5, 10. Let me see. 5, 10.
Just remember that if you do move, you can't reload your crossbow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but if I move, it's because I don't move, because I'm not trying to use my crossbow.
Ooh.
Just reminding you.
Base.
Fish, though.
She knows what she's doing.
Do any of us know what we're doing?
I do.
Go back and watch the show. No, you don't.
Yeah, I thought that was our appeal.
Dubious at best.
Y'all don't.
I'm going to stay where I'm at.
All right. Good call. Razbad.
I will begin casting a spell. It does have spell resistance.
Does
a 18 beat its SR?
It does.
Okay, very good. I begin chanting the components to burst bonds. Normally, this is a spell for being handcuffed or whatnot, but
Kevin, you were the one before we started recording told everybody to turn their phone off.
That is my alarm for my medication. So
I don't care.
Fuck y'all for laughing at me needing to take blood pressure medication.
You got bad blood.
You're critically ill. I will remind you that the first thing I said to you after your incident where you needed to take those pills was I mentioned that your heart gave out because your head's so big. Of course we laughed at you because you have to take blood pressure medication. I'm sorry. I'm also going to take an attack of opportunity on you for casting that spell in base to base.
No, you don't get to.
Oh, okay.
I'm attached to it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't need to make a make a touch attack or concentration check while grappled or pinned. The creature does not get the damage above. If you are grappled, your target gets to make a save. Fortitude.
But does it say that you can cast it without provoking an attack of opportunity?
Damn it.
it's a nice spell.
Specifically has all these things for breaking out of a grapple.
What spell is it?
Burst bonds. I just assumed it would not allow it to.
Let's see here. Range touch, one object or creature restraining you. Oh, so the components are only verbal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think it does provoke, because normally what provokes is having to do somatic and
such as by adhesive or swallow hole ability.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think that does provoke.
Yeah, I would say the spell that, you know, for breaking out of grappled would.
Well, no, that's the whole point in casting defensively, is you'd still have to cast defensively to do it, but the components are just verbal.
I don't know if that matters. You're still casting a spell.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't have to concentrate, like, there's nothing, the whole thing of attack of opportunity is you're doing something that's like
provoking.
Oh, you're distracted and they Wait, and they see an opportunity. Head. But like if you're just talking, you know,
that shouldn't provoke. I mean, that's specifically for it. Even says what I mean, it even has in the spell exactly what he's being trapped by.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that it, you don't need to roll a concentration check to cast it because it is just verbal. Because that's one of the points in taking the feat still spell, is that it opens up a lot of spells you can cast without provoking, or at least that's why I thought you could take it. And that's what we're gonna go with. So yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
All right, so I get to make a.
I have to make a fortitude save, right?
Yes. First off, you have to make a fortitude save, and that save is a 14.
Yeah, you cast a spell without making a concentration check while grappled or pinned. The creature does not take damage as above. If you're grappled and your target fails to save. Okay, so I don't have to worry about damage. This is just to keep you grappled.
You mean? Well, I still have to make a check.
If you are grappled and your target fails to save, you may make an immediate attempt to break the grapple, but not reverse it as a free action with a plus one luck bonus. Okay. So let's just see if I make the fortitude save. Seventeen.
That makes the save.
Okay. It's a cool spell. I rolled really high.
Yep.
And I got a good fortitude save. Too bad it wasn't Will.
Will the angry player?
No, Will save.
Oh, okay.
Another Will. Wait, their Will's better than. Never mind. The joke's bad all around. That was Razbat at 15. It is now the bad guys go at 8.
And my apologies, Will.
No, Nim. Nim's go.
Nim. All right, good deal. So I've cast, my lantern's going to hit the one directly to the north of him.
Okay.
And I got a 20 that time to hit touch.
Oh, that'll hit.
Yep, and 7 damage.
And that goes right through DR?
It goes right through DR, yes, sir.
Okay.
And then Nim's going to move there and use his Pearl of Power to cast Liberating Command yet again on Raz, so he gets another immediate chance to escape with plus 10 to his escape artist.
No. Plus 9, a 12 does not make it.
No.
Trying.
I use my hand to push off and break my face free, but then realize my hand is stuck.
Damn it, Razbat.
So it did I did get liberated in the face, but my hand is stuck.
My face is liberated.
We should just call this whole episode something about innuendos, because it's just left and right.
Or like in an
We're not even trying.
The hard monster liberated my face. You know, like that's
And he was very sticky.
Sticky, yeah.
So there you go.
What kind of weird fleshy folds going on?
Oh, that dice is gone forever. Okay.
I think the fleshy folds is kind of on you, though. That's like your mental image.
That is how he described the motherfuckers.
I never said fleshy folds.
No, I know, but I'm just, that's how you like.
That's the story you're telling in your own head.
I believe insinuated fleshy folds.
I believe Mahogany said it best before. She's like, words matter.
They've got saggy, gross skin. What would you call that?
Not fleshy folds.
Yeah. Saggy, gross skin. That's different.
Fleshy folds is the number 3 track on my metal band CD album, but it is not how I describe this monster. Razbat, 2 attacks.
Mm-hmm.
The 19 misses.
What's the negative to your AC for
the 19 grappled? Might not miss.
It's not grappled, just you.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
that's why he's asking.
A minus to my AC for being grappled.
I think it's a minus 4 to your dex, if I'm not mistaken.
Grappled would be a minus 4 penalty to dex, so that's a minus 2 to your AC.
So 19 hits.
Okay, then that's two hits.
Okay.
I just made up all those terrible rolls on Akage. That was two sixes, so that's eight dice or eight damage from two hits, so 16 damage total.
Oh.
Ouch.
A little blood splatter.
It's going to take a 5-foot step. I'm going to take a 5-foot step.
Oh, no. They are flanking me.
Yep, and it's going to take two attacks on you there, Kage.
Oh, no. Oh. They moved into flanking.
Can he move there with me stuck to him?
Yep.
Yeah. He just pivots.
Just a pivot.
You just stayed at one place and it just moved in a circle.
So that's a, I got plus two. So that's my lowest attack was a 20.
Yeah. Oh. They both hit.
Luckily, this one can't grapple you.
Leave Akage alone.
So 7 damage from one hit, 5 from the next.
So 12 total.
Jesus Christ.
Ow.
Just went full Arnold there for a second.
Ow. Thanks for visiting, Governator.
I was actually trying to go more Asian American accent, but straight Austrian.
Yep, yeah. That's Austria.
Ow.
The Austrian shogunate.
Amon, it is your turn.
Amon would like to 5-foot step to the left. Bring it back now, y'all. And then I will attack.
Nice slide.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Which one are you attacking?
The one right in front of me.
Okay.
Does a 17 plus 8 hit?
Can you attack base-to-base with your whip?
I can. I have the feet now.
Dope. Yeah,
he's all feeted up. Yeah, it does hit.
Got a little bit
that's
of a
another D8. Fetish. Minimum damage of 5.
Okay. We'll move right on along then.
Yeah, not so good there.
To Dorian.
Hey! Yeah. Does 20 hit?
20 does hit.
All right.
You flanking too, bro. Get him.
Oh, well, so 22, yeah. Woo, all right. 2 sixes and a 2, so that's 18 damage.
Nice.
Describe your second kill.
This one, I'm a little bit more forceful because I'm getting irritated. I just jam it through the base of its skull out of its mouth.
And it falls over. Dead.
Make a reflex save of Akage.
I was going to say Akage just sees the blade stop this close from his face.
This time it did.
When the creature falls back, you just see Dorian there with a blade. Like...
So that's what that looked like from this angle.
Yeah. Oh, that is terrifying.
Akage.
I've seen this one before.
Right. Well, I guess the only thing for me to do, instead of trying to sheathe my katana and pick up my glaive, which wastes too much time, I'm going to talk about it wasting even more time. I'm just going to turn on the other guy and hit him with my katana.
We're all very interested in the thought process about hitting this monster.
I mean, I gotta talk it out.
We're getting the full Jet Li mind duel and hero.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that a 13 is not going to hit him, though.
A 13 does not hit.
Then I will take my 5-foot step back.
Dang. All right.
To be adjacent to Dorian.
It's going to make flanking hard, but I'll figure out a way.
Just for a moment.
Surely it won't sit there and beat on Razbad.
Sonder.
Oops. Oopsie.
A wall of jerks in your way.
I don't like these options. I don't like them.
That means I'm doing my job well. And just letting y'all do your jobs.
So my question is, if I do my touch of flames thing from the distance here, is it going to hurt Razbad?
It will not hurt Razbad. However, you'll be firing into combat, and you'll be firing through a wall of your friends.
It's a touch thing.
Yeah, but it's still minus four to hit at ranged as you're firing into combat.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
But touch is lower, so better chance of it. Just kind of lobbing it up over.
All right, so as long as it's not going to hurt Razbad, we're going to go to natural 20.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck him up.
You want to roll percentiles to see the effects of your nat 20?
Sure. Let me find them. There's one. There's another one. The 77.
That's good. I'll give you some options. You can do double damage with your magical spell, or you can do you can pinpoint the ranged attack to where it hits the square that Kevin is on and free him from his entanglement.
Not to be a dick, but don't they have SR?
Hers is a supernatural ability, I believe.
Oh, word. Mm-hmm. Then I retract my statement. I'll be a dick all I want.
Yeah.
So it's one or the other? Like no damage?
Yeah, you can stick and you can do the double damage or you can free Kevin.
So the fire itself is not going to.
Yeah, wouldn't that already free me?
Yeah.
I'm giving you options here to take.
So you're saying double damage?
No, you'll still do regular damage and free Kevin or double damage.
I'll do double damage.
Yeah, sorry, Kevin.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin.
Just gonna do double damage. But then it's fire, so you're saying it's not sticky, it's still sticky.
The fire's not gonna burn where his face is stuck to the creature. Just do your double damage.
I'm just asking. That is, and then it's plus four, right? So that is 14.
And that is enough for you to describe your kill.
Yes.
Yeah, so I focus on it and I just let the heat of my rage come out of me. And it's a quick burst of fire, and the sucker just falls to the ground.
On top of Razbad.
Oh,
no.
Kevin, give me a reflex save. Let's see if you die from this,
falls
too.
Backwards.
Where he is not still on stuck.
No, I picture like it falling backwards, just ripping all the hair off Razbad's one side of his face. Just.
Yeah, he did get a little hot wax treatment.
Yeah, like a what do you call it? Brazilian, just straight.
Oh, why would you do that?
It's in a weird lightning bolt shape for some reason.
My mutton like chops
this part
were
of his
stuck
arm
to it.
Is like no longer hairy.
So as the last adhere falls from the combat, we leave initiative. You can see that it was in fact feeding on one of the dwarves, presumably one of the dwarves you were looking for. Its chest is still slowly rising and falling. And we're out of time.
But wait, before the dwarf's chest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coup de grace.
I open the chest.
You don't do shit.
Just stab and open it.
It's a mimic.
There's
it's
a heart
mimic
in there.
Yeah. Look at these organs.
Oh,
these
full heart sold. Piece. All right, more.
No, there's just miles of intestines in here.
Oh my gosh.
You know what we can give it for these lungs?
Like thousands of feet.
5,283.
That was a nice full combat episode.
That was fun.
It was good combat.
You want to hear about these creatures? So
yeah, I do. The full Monty.
I don't need to post this anywhere because people can go find these creatures in their Pathfinder books. But they have a spell resistance of 14. They had 30 hit points each. They had damage reduction 5, everything. DR 5, nil. So that's the reason they were so hard to take down. What did not come into play, and I was hoping it would, was the combat reflexes. They get 4 attacks of opportunity a turn, and I was wanting one of y'all to provoke. Oh, I bet they don't have any now. And then somebody else to get all the combat attacks. But that's
not in those tight spaces.
Yeah.
No way.
I thought about it.
I did too. I had an idea of like diving between them and grabbing up my glaive and getting out of danger, but I was like, you know what? When was the last time I've used my katana? Never.
I would have said that that's so cool. You should go for it. You should really just for the show, because flavor wise, it's so good. You should really try and do
it. What took the most like damage? Was it you, Kevin? Did you get pummeled?
I'm at 13 hit points right now.
Out of?
Yeah.
48.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, if you still had the ring on, you would have been down to 10 hit points. So I think you're fine.
I think you would have been dead if you had the ring on.
At least 10. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't take much less than him. I'm at 19 out of 43.
Yeah.
Everybody roll a d20.
Yay, a 3.
16.
12.
11.
18.
Nim?
9. I'll never get to go.
You'll never get to go. Kevin has done it before, and he's going to do it again.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to click on the dice box. You know, the little thing down below, and it says it has all the links to our other shows. There's the Noob Show. There's our Patreon. And that has other shows attached to it. So anyone who decides to be nice and donate some money to us, they get to listen to us do other games. And other groups, doesn't include all of us, they play a game too. Lots of fun. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. And click the little bell so that you get notified when we have new content out. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, don't forget to take your medicine.
Yeah.
Look who's been practicing.
Yeah, Kevin, also, did you take your medicine after your alarm went off, or did we distract you?
I'm waiting for the break, and then I'll
do it on camera. Let the people see.
Wait, we have a new Patreon tier where one of us, if you pay enough, one of us sneaks in the noob's house while he's got that ridiculous headset on.
I can
strangle him.
I can see my bedroom door.
Don't talk shit about Noob's headset. I did not hear his keyboard go off once this entire episode. Welcome. It's a godsend. Thank you.
And you don't have to see half his face.
So, the rest of our faces are still here. So,
bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.